March 18th through 24th, Matthew chapter 13 and Luke chapters 8 and 13. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. As you read Matthew 13 and Luke 8 and 13, think about how you will prepare yourself to hear and appreciate the Savior's teachings in these parables. What will you do to apply these teachings in your life? Some of the Savior's most memorable teachings were in the form of simple stories called parables. These were more than just interesting anecdotes about ordinary objects or events. They contained profound truths about the kingdom of God for those who were spiritually prepared. One of the first parables recorded in the New Testament, the parable of the sower, invites us to examine our readiness to receive God's word. For whoso receiveth, Jesus declared, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. See Joseph Smith translation, Matthew 13 verse 10, in Matthew 13 verse 12 footnote A. So as we prepare to study the Savior's parables, or any of his teachings, a good place to start is to examine our hearts and determine whether we are giving the Word of God good ground in which to grow, blossom, flourish, and produce fruit that will bless us and our families in abundance. See Matthew 13, verse 8. Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew chapter 13. What is the kingdom of heaven that Christ referred to in Matthew 13? In this chapter, the kingdom of heaven refers to Christ's true church, which is the kingdom of heaven on earth. For more information, see Bible Dictionary, Kingdom of Heaven or Kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 13 verses 3 through 23 and Luke chapter 8 verses 4 through 15. My heart must be prepared to receive the Word of God. Why is it that some hearts are receptive to truth while others seem to resist it? Reading the parable of the sower can provide a good opportunity to think about how you receive truth from the Lord. It might be helpful to first match verses 3 through 8 of Matthew 13 with the interpretations provided in verses 18 through 23. What can you do to cultivate good ground in yourself? What might be some thorns that keep you from truly hearing and following God's word? See also Luke 13:34, Mosiah 2, verse 9, and Mosiah 3, verse 19, Alma 12, verses 10 through 11, and chapter 32, verses 28 through 43. See also Dallin H. Oaks, The Parable of the Sower, Ensign or Liahona, May 2015. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 35, and verses 44 through 52. Jesus' parables help me understand the growth and destiny of his church. The prophet Joseph Smith taught that the parables in Matthew 13 describe the growth and destiny of the church in the latter days. As you read these parables, write down what they teach you about the Lord's church. You may want to refer to what the prophet Joseph taught about some of these parables. The Wheat and the Tares, chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and verses 36 through 43. The wicked and the righteous grow together until the end of the world. The Mustard Seed, chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. The Leaven, chapter 13, verse 33. The Hidden Treasure and the Pearl of Great Price, chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. The Net, chapter 13, verses 47 through 50. And The Householder, chapter 13, verse 52. After pondering these parables, what do you feel inspired to do to participate more fully in the work of Christ's Latter-day Church? What questions come to mind that can help you apply these parables? For instance, what am I willing to sacrifice for the church? See also Bible Dictionary, Leaven, and Parables. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and verses 36 through 43. The righteous must grow among the wicked until the end of the world. One way to analyze this parable is to draw a picture of it and label it with the interpretations in Matthew 13, 36 through 43, and Doctrine and Covenants section 86, verses 1 through 7. A tare is a poisonous weed, which, until it comes into ear, is similar in appearance to wheat. See Bible Dictionary Tares. What truths in this parable inspire you to remain faithful in spite of the wickedness of the world? Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. In what ways did certain women minister to the Savior? Quote, female disciples traveled with Jesus and the 12, learning from Jesus spiritually and serving him temporally. In addition to receiving Jesus' ministering, the glad tidings of his gospel, and the blessings of his healing power, these women ministered to him, imparting their substance and devotion. End quote. From Daughters in My Kingdom, 2011, page 4. Women who followed the Savior also bore powerful testimony of him. See Linda K. Burton, Certain Women, Ensign Orleahona, May 2017. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you study the Savior's teachings with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 13. As your family members read the Savior's parables, they might enjoy thinking of their own parables that teach the same truths about the kingdom of heaven or the church, using objects or situations that are familiar to them. Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 23, and Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15. What can we do as a family to cultivate good ground in our hearts and in our home? See Matthew 13, verse 23. If you have younger children in your family, it could be fun to invite family members to act out different ways to prepare our hearts to hear the Word of God, while other family members guess what they are doing. Matthew 13, verses 13 through 16. How can you help your family members understand the importance of willingly receiving Christ's Word? For example, you might cover a family member's ears while you quietly read Matthew 13, 13 through 16. What did that family member understand from these verses? What role do our eyes, ears, and hearts play in receiving the Word of God? What are ways that we close our eyes, ears, and hearts to the Word of God? Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. What do the two men in these parables have in common? Are there additional things that we should be doing as individuals and as a family to put the kingdom of God first in our lives? Luke 13, verses 11 through 17. How can we follow the example of the Savior and deliver people from bondage? Improving our teaching. Memorize a scripture. Select a scripture passage that is particularly meaningful to your family and invite family members to memorize it. Elder Richard G. Scott taught, quote, a memorized scripture becomes an enduring friend that is not weakened with the passage of time. End quote. From The Power of Scripture, Ensign Orleahona, November 2011.